Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 218. Today's topic is this. Is this the death of live in-person events, live in-person conferences, and things like that? So a lot of people that are in, I would deem, I guess, home services have been asking me, Michael, what do we need to do if we get 50% of our business from a home show, for example, or we're in the B2B space and we get almost all of our orders a year in advance from this particular trade show? Like, what do we do? And sadly, I mean, a lot of small businesses, local businesses right now are paralyzed with fear of just the unknown and not really knowing what steps they should take next. So what I've been encouraging local businesses to do that have a heavy in-person marketing strategy to do a couple things. First, I want you to contact the meeting organizers and contact the organizations of the events that you would be attending. So for example, locally, there's the Buffalo Home Show. And this event is at the Buffalo Convention Center. It spans across multiple days. And there are, I was going to say hundreds, but it probably is even thousands of different businesses, from home services, pools, blinds, cleaning, gutters, roofers, I mean, water filters, I mean, anything and everything that relates to your home, your yard, inside, outside, and everywhere in between. Or there's the Buffalo Bridal Show, and there's a lot of vendors that go to that, wedding cakes, wedding dresses, limousine services. And a lot of these vendors that I've talked to, because I go not only to look for vendors for myself, but I go just to talk and kind of provocatively ask, well, tell me about your marketing strategy. And I mean, there are some of these businesses that have said, well, we get more business than we can handle at this one show, and we're busy for the whole rest of the year. So what if that doesn't happen? So I want you again to first contact the show organizers and to see if they have any plans. Now, if they reply back and say, well, we're still waiting to see what happens, what's going to take place, what I would encourage you to do is to ask this simple question. Are there any other promotional opportunities available to my business and myself that I could do beforehand? So the other thing that you have to keep in mind with these associations and these organizations that are putting on these events, they're obviously hurting pretty substantially as well. Because if their entire year is built around one event and all the sponsorship money they get, for example, and that event may or may not be happening, that organization could be folding up. So if you approach the organization and say, are there other sponsorship opportunities that I could do now? Most likely they're going to either say, yes, here are the options, or B, I'm not sure, let me get back to you. And C, they might just say, I don't know. So what I'm looking for you to do in a perfect world is come up with a couple of different offers and or opportunities that you can present back to them. So let's say you're a roofer. Maybe you could do a webinar For example, so the organization would blast their email list. They would say you're going to be doing a special webinar on XYZ topic. And the topic should be something that's educational that then ties into your product or your service. I mean, and you've got to keep in mind the topic should be a little bit broad in the sense of, I mean, the topic shouldn't be, do you need a new roof? If yes, attend this particular webinar. But maybe it's all about the unforeseen challenges of your roof that could be presenting. And if your roof isn't sealed correctly, it could leak and that causes mold and like all these different things, for example. So you want to obviously brainstorm the topics. Roofing isn't the sexiest of webinar topics, but you want to look at, is there something that you could demo? Is there something that you could do before the event? Could you give away some kind of special prize or something like that? And it would have to be done and executed well, because you don't want to have one of those, the standard one that I hate when people do this is grand prize is $5,000 in home renovation. So you get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that put their information in, and then I'm assuming they give someone the grand prize, who the heck knows, but then everyone magically comes in second place and they're going to get $1,000 credit towards any job over $10,000, for example. It just, to me, it seems like a little bit of a bait and switch, but maybe that's because I'm a marketer. But what could you do with these organizations to help yourself and to also help them? Because they're probably also starving for content. Could you guys do some social media posts on your platforms and their platforms? Is it an email blast? Is it a Facebook Live where you're showing up and doing some great content to that particular association? You've got to get creative, because my concern is that most of these events most likely will not be happening. Most of them will simply not be happening. So if you want to make sure that you're proactive, the first thing again that I would do is contact the meeting organizers and see what else you can do. The second one is, I want you to look at how much money you are planning on investing at that particular event and look at how you can start to spread that money out digitally. Can you start doing Facebook ads? Can you do Google ads? Sponsor some videos on YouTube, for example, Instagram ads. Is your brand a little bit more fun and upbeat? Maybe you look at doing Snapchat or literally even TikTok ads. What are some things that you can do with that money? And it's not just, oh, if you pay $1,000 for the booth, that's only $1,000. If you're there for 2 weeks, you got to factor in your time. You got to factor in all the swag you are giving away, all the meals that you'd be eating out. If there's someone else most likely that's at your booth with you, then you got to factor in that salary for 2 weeks. And now you got two people that are probably eating breakfast, lunch, dinner out every day for 2 weeks. So like these don't just go from $1,000 sponsorship. I mean, they're thousands and thousands of dollars. How can you leverage that money to start working for you now? Because unless your business is backlogged with hundreds or thousands of customers around the block wanting to do business with you, you need to take some action now. But I can tell you that very few people are proactively reaching out to these associations and these events, the Chamber of Commerce. Start reaching out to these people and just get creative. And then your second action item is to leverage that budget that you had planned and start to put it in place now. Now, if the event ends up happening, hopefully in a perfect world, everything that you just did from a digital standpoint works, and then you can double down on yourself and still invest that money should the event happen. But I don't want you to wait around and hope that it's going to happen, because I hate hope marketing. I need you to have a system that delivers you reliable, consistent results on a regular basis. Hope this episode helped you. I look forward to catching you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.